This goes to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R-P-A-C, fax 810-275-0307, regarding William Frost, F-R-O-S-T, date of birth 6-8 of 1947. Dear Miss Snyder, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Frost with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and smoking, smoker COPD. His last visit was July 23rd of 2024. Since that visit, he had an endoscopic lung biopsy done that did not reveal any cancer. There were several suspicious areas on his in his lung that required biopsy, and he received the report that it was not cancer, although he does continue to smoke cigarettes and has not been able to quit yet. And he then was hospitalized after the procedure for pneumonia, but that is better, and he's feeling quite a bit better today. He currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is actually up about 6 pounds over the last 7 months, back up to his baseline weight. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily. Amlodipine is 10 milligrams daily. Several inhalers and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 182 pounds, pulse is 81, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have scattered inspiratory and expiratory bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing, no consolidation. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no rub. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 24th, 2025. Creatinine is improved at 1.37 with estimated GFR of 53. Albumin 4.0, calcium 9.4, phosphorus 3.7. Sodium 136, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, 2, hypertension currently at goal, 3, COPD with recent hospitalization for pneumonia improving, 4, anemia of chronic disease. We generally don't treat hemoglobins until they're less than 10, and a hematocrit must be less than 30 before they can receive epigen or iron treatments as needed. So currently he's stable, and we'll continue to monitor those labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.